has moved into the level of delegation in a particular area, has the value and the advantage of all of that development, and is there with confidence, knowing that they can handle the job, handle the responsibility, and use their initiative, their creativity, and you see that work through. It's just a delight. Now, I've only just put in the next page just some basic passages, and one of the things I have found that in the Bible you don't find a perfect pattern of this apprenticing, but you do find enough there that gives you a pretty good idea that Jesus was involved with it with his disciples. There were times that are almost humorous where the disciples tried to take delegation, tried to take more authority, and they just didn't have it. They didn't know how to do it, and they kind of backfired on them. And you see that in Mark 9, 14 through 21. Suddenly they were moving to delegation level, and then boom, it wasn't there. They hadn't learned enough on that one. And then you see the some of the basic directive were the feeding of the 5,000 in Mark 8 there, especially 1 through 9, where the disciples were directed, at where it is end, not as, and they responded. He said, put them in lines, put them in groups, you know, and there was at the directive level. And you'll see, perhaps in the gospel model, I would see more and more of this apprenticing, because that's where they learn, and that's where they need to know these types of things. And then the ultimate delegation, even though they didn't feel like perhaps they're ready, in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Guys, I'm turning the ministry over to you. And when he left, go make disciples of every nation. And the empowering of the Holy Spirit and all their experience and the development allowed them to begin doing that. And you see a little bit with Paul and Timothy. So at this point, because you've done so well, we're going to quit. So, some of you don't want to. Well, all right. So let's, go ahead, Chuck. Yeah. Yes. In other words, there is a certain amount of awareness that you need to keep touch with, but not in the same way that you're doing in the supportive area. You come together, you talk about it, you arrange for time, and just update. And that's where the time that we talked about before, just a periodic review of all the responsibilities would come out in that area. And then if you have that relationship, he'd be coming back and consulting. Okay? Let's just thank the Lord and look at that. The rain's gone. It's all set. Some of you guys are going rock climbing. Is that right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Father, just for the wonderful privilege you've given to us to lead. In many cases, when we think of our inadequacies, we are a bit awed that you would even consider us worthy to carry the responsibilities. But we thank you. We thank you for the fact that you have set the pace. You have filled us with your Spirit. You have given us the Bible that can teach us and can cause men and women to become fully equipped laborers and leaders for the kingdom. So I thank you for the time we've spent. I pray that it will, those things which apply to our lives, you would help us apply it, and that you would give us understanding. And bless us now as we take this break over the evening and bring us back in the morning refreshed. For it's in your name we ask it. Amen.